Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. Post-match coverage of regional final volleyball for the number 2 Wolverines. They're headed back to state for a 6th straight season. And we're joined by junior setter Kaylin Meester. And Kaylin, how does it feel? You're heading back to state with this team.
Yeah, it's definitely great. This team has a super great bond. We're all super close on and off the court. And we worked so hard all season since like June. We started open gyms and getting together and perfecting our game. So it definitely is a great accomplishment for us.
The connection you've been able to make with your attackers here this year is you did an excellent job again here tonight finding them really helping them get the attacks down.
Yeah, that's great. We're definitely all friends off the court as well, so that helps. We're all friends in the locker room. We sit with each other at lunch, so that's great. And we're super open with each other. Like, I know, for example, like tonight, me and Keely were struggling on our 21, so I was like, hey, you move it in, I'll get it higher and faster. So I think we're all open and honest with each other, which definitely helps.
The time that you put in to be as good of a setter as you are, an excellent setter, helping this team get to the point they are here this year, heading back to state.
Yeah, that's great. Diane's a great coach. She's always willing to help, along with Lawrence, Haley, and Taylor. We have such a great coaching staff, and it's really easy when all your friends are so supportive and pushing you to be your best every single day.
Out there here tonight, what you were seeing against that Cardinals defense to set up your attackers for success?
Yeah, they're a great team. I'll give it to them. They had great defense, and just the big thing was talking to each other. Like, they were covering different seams on different attacks, so just recognizing that throughout the game and then communicating it with each other.
The energy this team has played with here throughout this postseason, what needs to happen to take it with you to Coralville?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely need to keep our energy high and just keep going. We always have fun when we're playing, and we play best, and we have a lot of fun. So just bringing that down to Coralville, I think we'll be in good shape.
You're one of the upperclassmen leaders for this team. This team has a good balance of underclassmen and upperclassmen. Yeah. For you, training future setters and then supporting some of the younger players that get valuable varsity time, what that's been like for you here this year?
Yeah, at practice we do positional work, and we have a couple freshmen, some sophomores that help set, even some upperclassmen that will get some reps. So it's really good just to all support each other and feed off each other's energy at practice and take constructive criticism from each other.
This team has great chemistry. You can tell out there when things may not be going your way, which isn't often because this team takes care of their business, but the chemistry you've seen and what it takes to build that.
Yeah, for sure. Once again, that just goes back to us being good friends on and off the court. I mean, our chemistry is something that we've obviously worked on since we were in like fifth grade. We've always played together. We've played club and school. So I think that definitely helps with our chemistry.
What a great crowd making the two-hour trip down here to Ankeny here tonight. The support you felt on the floor, seeing a bunch of Wolverine faithful here to support the team.
Yeah, I know. That was great. Our community definitely showed up tonight. They're great. They always come to our games, no matter how far they are away. We even had a student section, which was awesome. We had a whole crowd. So, yeah, it was super good to see everyone out tonight.
Final thoughts as this team's heading back to state and a very exciting time here in Ankeny tonight.
Yeah, I think we have to keep working hard in practice. That's something that Diane always preaches, is we work hard and we'll see good results. And yeah, I'm really excited to go down to Coralville and show everyone what we got.
Well, Kaylin, keep up the great work setting up your attackers for success, and best luck next week at the 2A state tournament.
Thank you.